Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about ensure that you pay your monthly dues of your heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. And are you guys looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Hats, shirts, iPhone cases, a little bit of everything when it comes to the Cat logo. Come to this, which is an affiliate link, at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Buying heavy equipment by paying hard cash has now become the almost obsolete. No one wants to invest all their reserves into buying heavy equipment and keep their money locked there. They know that by paying hard cash to buy heavy equipment, they will not be able to meet other financial obligations, which would perhaps more important than anything else. Therefore, there is no point in keeping the money tied where you have the options to take loans from financial institutes to pay the construction equipment or the machines and pay them every month. Contractors, big or small, have now made this as a mandate of their business. They do not invest their reserves into buying heavy machinery and rely on the financial institutions to lend them money to buy machines. This is the reason why almost every contractor, as well as owner of the construction companies, try to keep their credit rating healthy. This will enable them to get loans without any hassles. Number one, not paying your dues can lead to a repo. If you think that non-payment of your monthly dues can only affect your credit rating or your credit score, then you will rather be alarmed to know that the banks have the authority to claim the machine back, citing the reason as non-payment of monthly dues. Though they do not take such strenuous actions immediately, allow the borrower to arrange for the funds. Normally, the borrower who has the intention to clear the debt but some reason is unable to pay the due for a particular month can inform the bank well in advance. This results in increasing the chance for the bank to waive off any late payment fees. The borrower will have to pay the interest of the due, but that is still manageable. However, for the borrower who does not want to pay the dues, the bank do not have any option other than to repo their heavy equipment. Next, one fine morning, your machine is gone. Your bank might send you several notices to pay the dues, but if you ignore them, then you do not communicate with the bank, and the bank will contact a repossessive team who will just come to your construction sites or places where you have the machine and will tow it away. The repo team may or may not inform you about their arrival. Generally, they do not inform the borrower about their arrival, and they will slyly tow the machine and bring it in their possession. You can't complain the policy as a bank as the first lien on the machine. Since you have failed to pay your installments for months, they will have every right to repo the machine. Therefore, it is recommended that you allocate some funds out of your business to pay your monthly installments or dues rather than facing the music. And finally, business will suffer. Once the heavy equipment is taken by the bank, you do not have the machine to work. Your business will suffer sincerely. Construction companies never take this risk. It is only makes matters worse for them. Again, do what's right. Pay your monthly financial obligations and get it done, and then you can continue being successful in your construction business. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.